As the Tampa Bay region continues to be one of the worst in the country in terms of unemployment, last night Hillsborough County Commissioner Jim Norman proposed giving relief to county taxpayers in the form of economic stimulus checks. Norman, who says he's been working on such a proposal for about 3 weeks now, unveiled his idea during a public hearing in the county's 2009 fiscal year budget last night. WMNF asked him where the money would come from.
We had one motion that put out $500 million this past early this year on building roads. We had additional several hundred million in building a partnership with the state and whatever, building 301, like widening Racetrack Road. To give you an example, in this one particular article that I have, and this is what I started with, and I was verifying with our finance people, 301, the widening of that road came in with bids at $90.7 million. After a multitude of people, because of this economy, will put in bids to try to build and widen this road, it came in at $60.8 million. One road, a $30 million saving. What I was trying to get to is that, look, we're not cutting any projects. You know, our trim notices have gone out, our rates have been set, our budget's balanced. But what I'm trying to get to is we have, you know, it could be as much as $100 million or more sitting there in savings. Instead of going out and finding new projects during this critical time that people are under right now, we should try to be as innovative as possible in sending these savings back to the people who paid the dollar in the first place. You know, TECOs, you know, electricity the other day going up for 30% increases to our insurances, to our gas taxes, to you name it, it's skyrocketing. Any money we can send back would be, in my opinion, a tremendous lift to the families. And so that's the bottom line. So I go to the experts. I go to our finance people. I go to our attorney people. And I said, look, find a vehicle. Find a way. I know I've been around long enough. I know where it comes from. I know what it's dedicated sources for. I know all of those sorts of things. These dollars are a mixed bag of gas taxes, community investment tax, and property tax.
In terms of how you see this, would this be, you mentioned property taxes, you mentioned gas tax. If it's property taxes, and if it's even, I guess, well, CIT, how does this work in terms of who would receive this? I mean, property taxes would be homeowners specifically, would it not?
See, what this cannot be a fix-all for everybody who's ever pulled up to the pump and bought a gallon of gas, or it can't be a fix. I mean, you know, it probably at best, you know, 80% of the homes in Hillsborough would get a check. We have to come up with a formula that gets the checks out to the most people. That is simply done and cheaply done. I can't, you know, we don't want to create some massive thing that costs more to put it out to the people than what they would get. So it's got to be a simple formula that we can distribute the dollars. Now, another thing that, you know, and I had a long conversation with our administrator this morning, and I said, look, you know, if the answer comes back to me, no, you know, you just can't do it. This money is just sitting there, and it's all tied up, and there's these rules and laws, and it's just legally bound. My question is, well, I don't want that answer. My next step would be ask every county government and municipality in this country, has anybody ever sent any money back? How did they do it?
Right, right.
I mean, is it the most novel thing ever in America that we're going to find a way to send money back to taxpayers? I mean, just find a way. This is, and I keep going back to, I am not crippling county government. I've identified a giant pot of money that could be as much as $100 million. And it should be sent back.
I guess we won't know more about this till the next public hearing?
The next public hearing. And I will tell you, I'm not, even with that, the money won't be spent because it's a savings. If I can block it from being spent on other projects, and they're continue to tell me they can't find a way, my next step is to try to ask the Auditor General and the governor, who wants to put money back in people's pockets, to help Hillsborough County send some of this money back. I mean, I'm not going to stop there.